Check 1, 2. Looks good. I'm going to give my buddy a call. Mike Diesel. We're going to get started here on our little fiesta. Let's see here. We're going to give him a little call there. You can probably hear it right there on the radio, I think. Close that off for a minute. See what we can see if we can hook up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
All right. I'm hold on. I'm getting a little echo on my end. Hold on. Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, everybody. Good morning.
Okay, it's cleared up.
Good morning and happy, happy, sad Monday, everybody.
Have you got your bullet, your vest on?
I do not. Hey, everybody, good morning. It's Monday, November 6th, and it's 6:30 a.m. here in the Eastern Panhandle on EnlightenRadio.org. This is the Moosehead Cafe with your original Dusty Putter philosopher and host, Mr. John Case. And it's sometimes I get calm down. That guy.
Yeah, Mike.
So here we are. And we have a call-in line that kind of works sometimes. I'm not even sure what the number is.
Okay.
I think it's 304-885-something-something-something-something.
Oh, 708.
304-885-0708. If you feel like calling in and being a part of a broadcast that is broadcast on the air all over the world.
That's right. All over the world.
Very, very cheaply and carefully. And at this time, the Moose Turd Cafe has absolutely no sponsorship.
That's
all right, everybody.
But however, I mean, I noticed that... I think it was on Friday that we had about 28 listeners at some point, really, and two of them were from the Russian area.
Ooh.
Well, what the hell is going on there?
Comrades.
I don't know, man. And
yes. We have been deemed an enemy of the state.
I don't know. Putin's is known to...
We have no issue with this John Case. He calls himself a Bolshevik. That's okay with us.
That's right, yeah.
The other frat guy,
half Bolshevik,
I don't like him.
Half Bolshevik.
Take out that guy that tries to do all those stupid accents. He's terrible. Get him off the air.
Well, anyway.
He makes the entire show unlistenable.
But Putin invests in marginal kinds of things, right? And so... And we're out there on the margin. Yeah, yeah.
On the margin.
He's looking for...
Well, there, the sweet spot of money.
He's looking to increase confusion, disarray.
Yes, division.
Yes, possible lunacy. Okay, I think that, you know, he thinks the idea of the American going crazy fits his paradigm.
It's not like the time that I allowed myself to be used as a... test subject on that one pharmaceutical thing. I know.
Look, that's what happened to that. So what? This guy that murdered all these people.
I am fine, John. I am fine. There's no empirical evidence that I had any effect whatsoever.
You're a potential murderer. You know,
I am not.
You know, actually, 3/4 of the population ought to be just evacuated to Venus. Where are they getting
murdered? I know there's some people who are wishing for the rapture, but that's
it's a hell-like planet, right? I mean, it's only about 250 degrees, in the sunshine.
Sunshine, good time.
What? You got a nice sulfuric acid atmosphere too, I think.
Hey, before you go, would you like one of these nice fried moose turds? Anybody?
That's right. Hey, what's on the menu on the trip to Venus? Well, the Moose Turd Cafe is supplying the,
What do you think is on the menu?
You got to get something that's going to prepare you for what you're about to meet. Now, why would someone pick the smallest town in Texas to commit a mass murder in?
I don't think that's a question that can ever be answered, because why pick any town? The problem that I have is the ability of marginalized people who have a history of violence to acquire that, you know, any kind of weapon.
So here's a guy, you know, dismissed as bad conduct in the Army. Of course, that could, you know, I've known people dismissed for bad conduct
for, well,
that were
bad
heroes.
For spousal and child abuse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's obviously just...
And then, you know, that's the domestic violent part of that is pretty common among... That's a pretty consistent level of stupid. You know, I'm gonna, you know, it's just there's a sadness in it that I can't say enough. I'm somebody who's on again, off again relationship with the spiritual world. I must say, my heart and my prayers, such that they are, go out to, you know, the families affected by this. This is a horrific thing.
They had children, five-year-old child, pregnant woman.
You cannot care what side of the fence people are on. You just have to console and educate. That's all you can do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're not. The battle over the guns is over. You know, I mean, I'm not.
When one of the guys who's, you know, their house from the south, who's, you know, he's in the house and he gets shot and almost killed after, you know, four or five different surgeries, comes out and, by the way, an African American gay woman saved his ass from being obliterated.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Is still advocating.
Of course, yes.
For Second Amendment.
Yeah. Oh, so-called Second Amendment.
As it is interpreted.
Third
by
Amendment.
The
Fifth Amendment.
Their pathetic reasoning behind that,
you
which
know.
Will not ever make any goddamn sense ever.
It's called the Ruger Amendment. It's not a Second Amendment. That's a complete confection, what they've turned that into.
It is, yes, it is.
You know, so.
I'm all over the Second Amendment. Have you read the Second Amendment?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, but I just want to make sure I can shoot all my guns anywhere.
By the way, unemployment falls to a new low for our recovery, but mainly due to hurricane-driven shortage of labor, which is causing wages to rise, by the way, a little bit for the first time in, you know, decades.
Look what I've done. Wages have increased.
But it's all going to come to a crashing close. Actually, it turns out, the big jump and the thing that's causing unemployment to go down most is the increase in self-employment. For example, take a couple of guys, you know, like, you know, Joe and Fufu, like you and me, that started a company that makes...
Hey, everybody else, the Joe and Fufu show. Good morning, everybody.
I'm
Joe. He's Fufu. Good morning, everybody.
Started a business that made absolutely no money, okay? And nonetheless, they're now employed.
Right.
You know, so...
Put that on the books.
But the reason why this is happening, why you can start new businesses, of course, is almost entirely due to Obamacare. Because you can go in and buy health insurance in a marketplace, or at least you could. Who knows what's going to happen next?
The pushback, it's fascinating to see the pushback in the alternative, what I would call now, the rise of this alternative networking across the country to say, look, you know, you got to sign up. You know, and seeing that increase is fascinating. With all the death by a million cuts, that they seem to continue to perform. So,
well, I mean, the death by a million cuts. I mean, its main impact is going to be. I mean, their prices are going to go up. The consumer is going to be hitting it. They're going to find out that the subsidies are not there in the level that they were, and then that and that the companies are going to, you know, try to soak you for additional money.
Hey, listen, remember when we told you the cost of your health insurance? We're going to have to ask for more. We're going to need you to pay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that pre-existing condition that used to be covered? It's just too expensive. Well, we can't do it.
Now go away. Go away and die in which way suits thee best.
I know. But, well, you know, we're having... you think about, you know, the impact of the budget cuts, for example, on all these programs among which many poor people, you know, rely, it's murder. I mean, it is. I mean, it's just, this is that, you know, it's all consistent with the Puerto Rico policy, with the racism, with the friggin' KKK. You know, they got a clavering in the White House. That's what's going on.
If you combine that with, you're talking about cuts to, you know, the actual ACA and structurally trying to ruin it constantly, there's also the cuts in Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah. They want to get rid of that. That's the thing they hate.
That right there, and that is going to...
Why should poor people have health care? They're just going to live longer. Why should unhappiness...
Apparently, what I'm gathering by this conversation is that people, human beings, are really actually not worth investing in. And what's really, really worth investing in is fossil fuels. Subsidies, we got to keep these subsidies high for these extraction businesses, John. It's just a fact.
I believe that, on the, by the way, here in the Moose Turd Cafe, if you happen to be an oil executive, we have a can of oil for you to add to your coffee.
Oh, boy, do I. I'm certain that Dr. Lecter has prepped some special oil.
Yeah, right, because he likes things to slide, kind of. What's that noise he makes or whatever he's doing, I mean, we don't know.
May I say something?
Yep. Dr. Lecter, thank you for joining us in the cafe this morning. And have you come up with any new recipes?
First and foremost, allow me to say it's a pleasure for you to hear me speak again.
It is a pleasure for me to hear. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm always delighted and a little bit thrilled. Actually.
I find that making oil can start with a sigh.
Making oil can start with a sigh. Oh, I mean, that's as the person dies and they, blood oil.
Oil of
blood. We have a blood oil for you this morning, sir.
Hey, Dr. Lecter, grandma's ready.
Now, I think Dr. Lecter could, I wonder if he, what would he choose? Would he choose to feast on the killer or the killed at the Texas scene, you think?
That's a question beyond answering. I cannot.
The papers are reporting this morning.
I cannot, and I will not go inside the mind of that creep.
The papers are reporting that that the killer was shot by a neighbor who, after saw him, blast in the church, put a bullet.
Good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
That just feeds right into the.
Oh
the
yeah.
Narrative.
Man. So currently, it's 27-1.
27 million.
Just the people that died there. Is it 26 or 27 that died?
What I heard in the press conference last night coming home from Culpeper was that it was 26.
Yeah, okay.
But there were several more injured, and they were waiting.
Yeah. I mean, so another mass murder. That's mass murder mayhem. Are chances today of getting mass murdered, or what, Mike? You and me. Are you going anywhere today?
Certainly, as each week goes by, that increases. And yes, I am. I have to.
Well, see, you're going to head into a crowd, and there's going to be some...
I'm not
Trump supporter out there ready to blow his hat off his head.
Most of the stuff I have to do requires me to be in my car or at a neighbor's.
Now, if you stayed home all day, then the only way that you would get nailed would be if someone decided to drop a very large, bunker bomb on your neighborhood there.
Well, I'm not necessarily for that, unless it was strategic and took out only certain neighbors.
Yeah, that's right. The discriminating bomb. The bomb that knows who it wants to kill.
Yes.
Yes, the bomb.
This bomb here, this one here, I actually talked to it, and it would go and speak to specifics. It's very discerning and judgmental. So
right.
You might want to get the hell out of the way.
Right. Right, I've made up an AI, a thing that runs around, looks like a human, but when it barfs, that's not puke, okay?
It's very much like my dragon Marcus having heartburn. Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you might want to.
Uh-oh.
It's like when Marcus eats a vodka bottle instead of a bourbon bottle. It doesn't go down well.
Now, dragon breath, do you believe that the fire is sulfuric in origin? And so do you think there'd be a rotten egg smell near the dragon, or no?
I I don't question such things. I don't even bother questioning such things. I can't look. I don't want to. I just, it is what it is. He does what he does. And,
well, another interesting statement out of Australia, as Trump is running around the globe, you know, about, and the statement is they'd rather do business with China. I mean, because he's too, you know, they think he's going to get him involved in a war someplace. They think he's going to do this. He's impulsive and God knows what else, you know, and they don't want, you know, how can you make a deal with the guy? You can't. Not really. That's why, you know, the deals, his deal making is, you know, is like gangsterism mostly, okay? It works in a little small room someplace. It doesn't work out in the open where everybody can see what you're doing. Doesn't work.
Unforgiving consequences of constant stupidity.
Well, or just, but you know, we, you know, I don't think we're at the end of the road yet. And the reason is because I don't think that we've figured a way out of this. By the way, did you see the Donna Brazile book? The whole thing?
I saw some of it, and it created an argument between myself and my wife, and... you know, I understand that Donna Brazile wants to sell books. I get that. The timing of it, I question. But I also, I think it's kind of a shame. You know, and I think it's a shame for a couple of different reasons. And I'm not, you know, look, I'm not an advocate to throw Bernie under the bus or Hillary, because there's mitigating circumstances. For example, you have a candidate that was, you know, bashed in the right-wing media for 30 years. You know, the deal that was made, Bernie signed that, you know, co-authored, you know, he agreed to the deal, is what I'm saying. Now, well, and didn't take advantage of it to a certain extent, but the finger pointing, oh well, Bernie's not a Democrat, he's an independent, you know,
well, that's bullshit.
Exactly. Bernie can be Bernie. I don't give a shit if he's not, you know, if he wanted to run as a Democrat, that's fine.
I mean, he could have
very easily just said, I'm going to be an independent candidate and not.
And he sent around and asked a lot of people, including me. Okay, I mean, I actually got an email from him, you know, way back in the beginning, about a poll about what should he run as an independent or as a Democrat, and I said, no spoilers, you run in the primaries, man, no spoiler candidacies, Nader stuff.
And again, that's up to him, and what
he decided to do the right, he did the right thing. He did the right thing.
Well, and the issues are going to what Donna Brazile. The problem I have with Donna Brazile is right now. Now she looks very much like an opportunist, and the real incompetency came from the representative out of Florida.
You mean
Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
I don't know who's.
I think she was probably one of the most incompetent DNC people in a leadership position, and I think it's sad that Perez. You're going to F this up again. Let's get the best of the Bernie people and the best of the Hillary people and put them together. Quit kowtowing just because she lost that you want to hire all her people. That's bullshit.
You know, I understand, but I'm a little concerned about the fact that... let me just say what I'm concerned about. The fact that nobody's putting this dispute to bed at all. Now, the reason why Bernie did the money thing, I mean, I know why he did that, because if you take the Democratic Party money, okay, at the level, you know, you're going to be doing, where's that money coming from? Okay, see, Bernie had a thing about, said, can you run a serious campaign without Wall Street money? That was just, you know, in the beginning, I know that was a question. It wasn't clear that you could, okay? I mean, it wasn't clear that you could put together a fundraising operation.
Very difficult thing to do. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's a reason why the Clintons and the liberals and Obama and a lot of other people, you know, go and they try to carve out a liberal section of Wall Street so they can get some money to run these campaigns, you know?
Right.
I mean, I there's a, you know, there's a real world politics here. But Bernie proved.
Sure, I'm certainly not going to look, John. I'm going to say something that may upset you.
Uh oh.
I'm not trying to, but I also don't think the sun rises and sets with Bernie Sanders. Okay, and a lot of people do.
No, I don't. He's 75. He's over. He's got to find somebody else. You've got to find somebody else.
I know, but I'm my point is, and sure, he's 75, and he's in great shape for a 75-year-old.
Yeah, nobody's in great shape at 75. Come on. Nobody.
Well, actually, you know what? There's a bodybuilder, African American female bodybuilder that would argue with you about that.
Okay, she might, but
above and beyond that, John, what I'm trying to say is that not anybody comes to this. We have to be careful of a purification process.
I agree.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree.
We have to be very careful of that because so often and so many times we constantly and consistently make the perfect the enemy of the good. We do that all the time.
No, that's true.
I hear that bullshit all the time. And the thing is I understand it. I understand the passion behind the issues that certain people are behind, but I also see if a person comes to me and discredits the former Secretary of State and Senator of New York, Hillary Clinton, with bullshit, I'm going to call it out. The same thing if they would do that to Bernie.
No, right.
You know, you got to call out bullshit when you see it. And there's so many people who, you know, they're sure that great that you're compassionate and passionate about Bernie and his stance and his issues. That's terrific. But let's also not slide down that mudslinging bullshit slide that's created by bots somewhere in a foreign country, whether that be Russia or anywhere else. You know,
we
just have to be careful and mindful of what we're doing. And you know, I mean, I didn't even get to the issue of the plaque and the county commission.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Don't worry about that. Did you know that there was when Sammy Brown was making her statement? There's a
I heard. Yeah,
that someone says taser.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they try to shut her up, you know. And I want to tell you that those scumbags that are in the little clavering in the leadership of the county commission is like just like the one in the White House.
It makes me want to go to the county commission meeting and get thrown out.
I really want to go back to the idea. You know, I would love to have the two of us go.
Yes.
I would love to go. Just, we don't, you know, now,
Can we say during our period when we speak, you're currently on the air right now with Enlighten Radio?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I mean,
I want to mention right up front. My name's Mike. I work with EnlightenRadio.org, and it's
Right. But I just think
we are now broadcasting.
I think if at all possible, we ought to figure out a way, you know, to just pillory these fools. Okay. I mean, by any means necessary, okay? You know. I do. You know, and we'd have to sort of commit to sort of... And the problem is, you know, you can Hold on, Governor, wait a minute. The problem is you can stay there all day long, but we don't have time to do that, okay? So the problem... They'll go all day. Governor, you just come in. What the hell are you doing? Dr. Lecter, could you render this guy down to where he could fit in the cafe?
Don't you talk that nonsense, liberal nonsense. You keep running your
liberal
mouth about every time I get on this here thing here. I done did it.
I'm going to introduce you to my Bolshevik friends. You know, they weren't too liberal with the czar.
Don't you be talking that nonsense.
Right.
Extreme leftist. You need to get yourself a good old dose of Alex Jones and get on in that InfoWars, because that man makes a whole lot of sense to me.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, right. Right, you know.
I'm every time I call in here, I got a good mind not to call you.
Why don't you just die, okay? I mean, I never said that about somebody, but I think that it's time for you to go underground. This governor, he's just a nightmare. Can you imagine living under this guy? Uh-oh. Jesus. It sounds like he's Sounds like he's engaged in an evacuation process of some sort.
That was, some type of...
He fell down the shaft.
That was most unfortunate.
No, well, you know, he fell down the shaft of one of his own mines.
he got stuck a quarter of the way down.
Right. Problem is, he thought that hole in his head was a mine shaft.
Oh, somebody get me out of here! Hey, I made some hell! Oh, I done did it now!
Thump. Anyway, well, I hope they, you know... We don't need to find his remains, by the way. I'm sorry, Dr. Lecter, but we just, no, you know, just we don't need him.
Sorry. We're going to have to pass up on that. That's a poison no one can. That's a poison beyond the moose turd.
Yeah, right. We just, I mean, I don't know. It's one thing to have something that tastes so bad that the rest of the day sounds good. It's another thing to, eat your breakfast and just drop dead, you know. But
the name of this episode will be labeled Beyond the Moose Turd.
Beyond the Moose Turd, yes. Underneath the Moose Turd. Yes, right. When you open up your sandwich and you pick up the moose turd, guess what else is there?
I'm now taking you and your family and throw you under the moose turd.
That's right.
What do you think of that, you British bedwetting type you?
Anyway, okay, now, I got to... what have I done about the news? Oh, I got to... Hold on.
We need to... Well, we talked about the... You know, we touched on the horrific shooting and...
Yeah, another horrific shooting. Oh, ho-hum.
Yeah.
Ho-hum, bullets are flying. Ho-ho-hum, yeah. Ho-hum, my children are dying. Ho-hum, ho-hum.
Yeah. The pastors, unfortunately, their 14-year-old daughter was killed. You're gunning down babies because of a lack of an inability of structured legislation to try to
disarm the public.
We continue to, and as long as this, as long as we have what we have in place, it's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change. You know, your chances of getting murdered are just increasing day by day, and for no reason that you'll ever know. I mean, come on, or anybody you
know. No, you'll be here 1 minute and dead the next.
Right. You know, kabam, kabam, kabam.
We have to try to do something about the access of these weapons.
That's not going to happen.
No,
you know? We're going to have these shootouts like the Old West, you know, and town after town after town. You know, you can see everybody's going to get armed. They see a guy, and they're like, yeah, let's get out and shoot it at. Where's the posse? I need a posse.
Well, I mean, the guy.
I don't have a horse. I got
the guy. The neighbor that shot the guy is, you know, one thing. I mean, there was a young man who ran onto the scene and saw an interview. He was shaking, but he was trying to comfort people that had been shot and move bodies and move people out of the way and out of the line of fire. And you know, this continues to be incomprehensible to me.
Well, I mean, we've got a whole lot of people that are walking around with their hats blown off their heads, okay? That's what we got.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not doing anything about it. It's just happening. And one of them is the President of the United States.
Okay. Speaking of orange hats.
I mean, like, for example, when is this? I mean, everybody knows that if we really go after the sexual, the harassments, predators, et cetera, that he's on the top of the list.
If he's not, he should be.
You know, he is. You know, come on. There's nothing that Harvey Weinstein has done that he hadn't been accused of, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Am I right or am I wrong? I don't think so. I mean, he's...
I don't know all the specifics of all the cases, but every single one of them are equally as horrific and constantly demonstrate a narcissistic need for someone to exude power over someone who's innocent or someone who's compromised. Like, it all involves the attraction of the so-called powerful to feed on the weak. To me. That's what it seems like to me. And it's every bit as grotesque as it is unfortunate. And I just don't and will not understand it. I can't comprehend it. I guess I just don't have the ability to comprehend it. I just don't.
Well, I think it's we've seen it happening.
There are far greater minds in our country that understand and can comprehend this type of behavior. I just wish we had some type of ability or way to educate our public of how exactly wrong all of it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what, no one's, everybody, you know, people in these communities, they see these guys, they see these guys.
Let me finish. I don't look for that to change anytime soon, because look what we're doing to education.
I mean, look at the number of people you see, okay? I mean, if you're going around in business that you see them in stores occasionally, and you see this, you know, like, bad behavior, right? You know, boorish, rude, you know, whatever, just stupid. And, but nobody does anything about it, really. You know, I mean, now you'd like to have John Wayne take up the guy in the old movies thing and take him out in the woodshed and reform, right. Do a little reforming or something like that. That's the myth, right? The myth. That's a myth, I'm sure. But
hey, by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the top of the hour, 7 a.m. here at LightRadio.org at the Booster Cafe with your original Dusty Footed Philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and a sometime sidekick. I don't know the guy's name.
Mike Diesel. Anyway, well, Mike, I want to, by the way, I wish you a happy birthday over the weekend. I know that you're 66 now,
thank you.
Headed on 75.
Yeah,
you and Bernie, you're going to be running together here.
No.
Mike Diesel, endorsed by both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, is running.
No, Mike Diesel's not. Has no desire to run. Now, I don't mind working on a campaign for someone who is much more even tempered than myself.
No, you don't trust yourself to make those daily decisions that
I mean, anybody that inspires to start a speech off by going, y'all some stupid effers, aren't you?
Yeah, right, there you go.
Probably isn't going to go far in a private.
The organization is rebelling against, apparent insults from its leader.
Well, I'm starting right here, right now, with a national organization that I think you can get on board with.
Really? Which one is that?
It's the new national organization of Go Yourself.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, sure, right. I mean, look.
It is an organization whose time.
Planned Parenthood is shutting down, so it's time to, seriously consider masturbation.
Wow. Well.
What? Unless you have enough money to have 10 children. Or like Ramblin' Gamblin' Willie had 27 children and never had a wife.
How about, by the way, everybody, Rand Paul got the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah, he was mowing his yard.
And it was a lot worse than everybody thought.
Yeah, broken ribs.
Yeah, he's.
I'm not sure he didn't earn
it. He's about six kinds of F-top.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure he didn't earn it.
I don't know that I. Unfortunately, I wish I could feel bad for him.
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm not feeling that bad about him at all. I mean, he's a horse's ass of the worst kind. Okay, so the racist and everything else to boot.
Opportunist to racist and he originally.
Yeah, he's just nobody should have any health care.
We didn't need the Voting Rights Act, and people can refuse anybody.
Yeah, you don't need health care. If you can't afford it, if you can't pay your doctor, you shouldn't get it.
Right, and there is some obvious speculation that Mr. Paul is actually not a doctor.
I thought he was an ophthalmologist.
He went to a school that was funded by some PAC through his father. And
you mean he's really stupid? He couldn't pass regular medical school?
I don't think he could. That's just my.
I never
did like the cut of that man's jib.
Well, he's anyway. It's,
I don't like him. I don't like him. He thinks he's a king. I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either. You know, he's...
Again, I think he's a, antithetical to a lot of things I believe in.
Oh yeah, some neighbor finally pissed off, telling you, "Hey, you know what you're doing? You know, here's what I think about it." You know,
he probably ran his mouth like the little smartass he is.
Yeah.
The guy said, "You know what? I'm going to beat your ass."
Right.
And now he has. I hope he has a full recovery and feels a lot better about his legislative decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. But we did call some of this, John. It's amazing that the ability to predict the future. Here at the Blue Star Cafe, everybody. Because we talk about how a lot of these folks are going to be drug out of their house and people are going to beat the shit out of them.
Well, yeah, the pitchforks are coming, man.
It's an indication that you're certainly, absolute power is certainly corrupting absolutely. And people are sick of it. They're tired of it. They've had enough. As I have said so very often, there is enough to worry about in the world without our entire government making everyone nervous on a constant basis, 24/7. It's an added element of pressure that the citizenry does not need. They have enough to worry about.
Right. No, I hear you, man. Well, I see the Republicans are going to try to sell their pet tax plan on the grounds that, your wages are going to go right up, you know, when we cut these taxes.
Yeah, just like they did the last time when Bush did it. Sure. Sure,
so,
which led to the 2007 crash.
Well, it's one of the things that led to it, but yeah, that's true.
Well, it was that and credit default swaps and inflated mortgages and this is now a new fresh. It's a new fresh round of bullshit. Here, I want to sell you this right over here, John Case. Here you go. It's right over here. Ooh, don't just get that. Get the undercoating. It's going to be great.
And they got rid of Janet Yellen. They put in a guy that's supposedly at least a professional about this business of the Fed. But we'll see.
They put in John Kelly, and everybody thought he was going to be in his Altman room, and apparently,
yeah, I thought he was going to.
Bit as pathetically dishonorable a racist as the orange fart cloud. So.
Yes, I think racism unites this group up there. You know, they seem to be. I like to refer to them as the little the White House KKK clavern. With the Imperial Wizard, I guess the Imperial Wizard went back to Breitbart, but
yes,
but he's calling the shots from afar.
A man who looks like if herpes had cancer.
Yeah, right. I mean, what happened to your face, buddy? The herpes spread.
I don't care how many collared shirts you put on.
Yeah, that's right. You can't cover up the zit.
Collared shirt? Hell, you don't.
I know.
You're still ugly.
I know, guys.
And talk about a guy that's an elite. You know, that's the thing that bothers me the most. he's a guy that's had money and been involved in all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, of course.
And he's going to show all those people he went to high school with. I'm going to show you guys. You'll see. Yeah. I'm going to make it, Deborah. Just because you didn't go to prom with me and you're Jewish, I'm gonna. You're all. Everybody's gonna pay.
That's right. Everybody's gonna pay. Hitler's revenge. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well.
Hey, I'm gonna get on the air here, Case. Tell you to shut up.
Oh, it's this Jones dude.
You shut up. Just shut up. I'm a man.
You dick.
I'm a man.
You're not a man. You're a.
I'm a man. I eat chili. That's why I have to take those chemtrails. All right.
No, your chemtrails have already...
These damn chemtrails are turning all my weapons gay. I don't need no gay weapons.
Have you ever seen a man that has absolutely no...
I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to punch you in the face. Shut up.
You would if you had any hands.
He just comes on and starts screaming and yelling and leaves.
That's what we got in this country now. I mean, that's the kind of customers that are coming into the cafe, frankly.
I know. We need some positive.
What's going
energy.
On, man? I mean, what happened to Jimmy Stewart, you know, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and all that shit? What happened? Was it all a lie? It never happened at all?
Well, I've been busy talking to Harvey.
Jimmy, are you calling us from...
No. Calm down.
Okay.
Harvey has a plan, and I think it's best we just listen to him, and I'm going to take notes, and I'll send them to you.
Very good. I mean, I think the idea of a 6-foot rabbit coming up with a plan to save the country is exactly what we need.
Yes, of course. It can't be any worse than a reality show star being the...
Oh, God, yes, right. That I know. Right. No, the things the doctors want you to spit up to see whether you're dead or not yet.
Mm, yes, please throw up into this cup.
Yeah, right. I don't know. There we go.
We need it to add to the Soylent Green.
Yeah, it's a hopeless landscape.
That is a great title for your next book, Mr. Case.
The Hopeless Landscape. You know, you're out there hopeless. In the desert, there's not enough water, you got you and your buddy, and you say, well, what are we going to do?
Drink the sand.
It's just...
As they said in the American President, they drink the sand, sir, because they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
Like the character, the chief of staff to the president.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And Michael Douglas as the president.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. That was the Rush to Excellence suppository, man. He condemned that movie as just a defense of Clinton. Hey, Rush, have a sandwich, man.
Talent on load from... Oh, that goes right into there real nice. That is me putting on my suppository. Good morning.
Yeah, I guess you didn't.
And fellow ditto heads, every one of these people, including Robert Mueller, must go to prison.
Including Robert Mueller, good, yes. Who goes to prison seems to be the question of the century here. That's what we're talking about. That's the entire struggle.
Hey, who do you got for an indictment in the poll this week?
Yeah. Hey, when is the next...
My money is on Michael Flynn.
So you think he's coming up on the spit,
I think so.
Huh?
He's coming up. Hey, wheel of treason. Let's spin the wheel.
So at some point, if he gets too close, I mean, sooner I expect than later, Trump will fire him.
There's going to be that attempt, but if he does, holy hell's going to break loose because he can't fire him. Rosenstein has to fire him, and if Rosenstein is asked to fire him and he resigns, and the tangerine stained shit for brains gets somebody else below Rosenstein to fire him, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah. Okay.
I am telling you right now, percentage-wise, all Mueller's numbers do is keep going up.
I know.
And Schiffer Brain's numbers keep going down. He's down to 32% now.
Yeah, I know. He's
32%.
I think he's lower than that on some. Depends on how you ask the question, but yeah.
Right.
Right. Well,
and
we're going to see.
59% of people have actually said that he has lied.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any. How can you? I mean, my question would be the remainder who think he. What, you don't think he lied? What?
No.
I mean, but. The question
when you
is
talk about Mueller, when you talk about Mueller, the funniest thing is for them to come back and go, "You liberals!" Yeah, because Mueller's a liberal. I don't think so. He's kind of a law and order guy. He's a decorated Marine. He was, I think, what was that job he had? Oh, I know. Director of the FBI, you freaking moron!
I know, he was... Yeah, but I know. But we're going to find out here what the lay of the land is.
Yeah.
I think the fact that the Bushes have completely pulled away from him, I mean, publicly.
Mm-hmm. And the younger Bushes are pulling away from the Republican Party completely.
Well, I mean, the Republican Party is in a crisis led by Trump. I mean, I think that's the whole point the Bushes are making.
Not, right? Again, I want to say this again. It's not that we don't have our own tussles in the Democratic Party. And as Bernie has said on several occasions, that's good. We should have arguments.
No, I agree.
I think they have something, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that's probably far worse. They have some very, very specific divisions in their party, but they also have some folks who are bought and paid for. And
completely.
That's a real problem. You know, that's a real problem because a lot of those folks are never going to come down. I mean, everything from the extraction industry to the absolute bullshit of Big Pharma and what's her name?
Betsy DeVos, DeVos?
Well, not DeVos, but no, I was thinking of the Marsha, whatever her name. Marsha. Senator from the South who was instrumental in pushing that bill forward to cut the legs off of the DEA for suing Big Pharma. All the time. We could push more of these Oxycontin pills.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, we're going to see.
Marsha Blackburn. That's her name.
So we're going to have to find out about who can put it together and try to lead here, all right? I mean, I think that's the big problem on the Democratic side is, you know, we're trying to see, you know, I agree with you. I don't think that either Hillary or Bernie are going to run again, okay? But the big question is now, we got to, other leadership has to come forward that, you can't.
I think in the next 6 months you're going to see some a little bit of youthful infusion. I believe that. I mean, they're, you know, who's that big guy that's already running for president? That's a Democrat.
Who?
From Virginia. He's a representative. I mean, he doesn't have. I don't think he has a shot in hell. But
I haven't been following that. I don't know. But
yeah, he's already said he's gonna run for president.
Well, okay. Everybody should
and
run.
And he seems to be, in my mind, a very matter of fact.
Oh, he's not stupid. You mean?
No, he's a very matter-of-fact, I think more of his agenda is from the Bernie campaign. I think he has a much more progressive view of things. I think he has, he's said some interesting things about what we need to do with Wall Street.
What's his plan there?
Well, I think he's interested in pulling money out of the everyday trades, a percentage of money every day.
Oh, transaction tax.
Transaction fees. Yeah.
That's Dean Baker. That's Dean Baker's proposal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
to an extent. He's also an alternative energy guy, which you know a lot of folks are talking about. He's also an infrastructure guy.
You know,
there was an idea a while ago in coordination with the U.S. Postal Department about creating some banks.
Sure, that's right, right.
You know, and getting that
microbanks,
and getting the entire infrastructure thing in coordination with that. There are still, and will continue to be. I mean, if you had just the advent of high-speed rail, you know, along with rebuilding the rail that's there, and you used the tech that's available now, just that alone, in my opinion, and of course fixing bridges and roads and access points all across the country, I think that type of thing brings commerce and businesses together faster than anything else.
That's true.
You'll see a long-term growth, in my opinion.
Well, the problem is, look at the right wing campaigns against this. They just did it the other day. I just saw it again, about why they're, the coal regulations are so terrible, right? Because the government is... The government is picking winners and losers, right? In other words, industrial policy in a government, yes, it does pick winners and losers. That's the whole point of having a stupid industrial policy. That's why China is growing at about 10% a year, and we're growing at 1.
Right.
Or at least it's one of the reasons, okay? I think you have to have, a defense of industrial policy. Now, The other aspect of this that is debated a lot, okay, like for example the transaction tax. Say you're going to shave a couple of pennies off of every Wall Street transaction, right? And if you do that, then you build up a fund. Well, what's the purpose of that fund? Okay, the purpose ultimately, is to ensure. Well, the original idea was it's going to insure you against losses, the risk that these big companies undertake, right, when they do something and it doesn't work, and then who pays for it, right? That whole problem. But it's not clear entirely to me that the transaction tax is going to get you out of that particular mess. I mean, it would give you a lot of money that you can do things with, and I'm for it for that reason, but... The other thing it's going to do is probably raise the cost of the U.S. being...
Hey, keep talking. You can give me about 3 minutes. I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. The other thing it's going to do is going to raise the cost of doing business, financial services business in the United States. And, of course, some will argue that will cause the financial services centers to relocate from the United States to some other country where they have a... they don't have to pay any taxes, usual reason. But that's a threat that these companies make that they don't usually actually carry out, because doing business other places means you are farther from markets. And the United States is the biggest market in the world, okay? The United States and European Union, the biggest markets in the world. And so you're going to be sitting someplace nearby. You're going to be paying taxes. Sorry. So I don't know whether that's an escape. But whether it actually fixes the problem is another, which is what? Excessive risk built into the financial system and unbalanced growth, where the rich get richer and richer and the average person is hanging fire. And so that's the... And I understand that there's the other school on this, of course, is that rather than just a tax policy, I mean... Not that you don't need a tax policy to raise money. The only way you can do something about income inequality, for example, is to redistribute wealth. And the only way to do that is through a tax policy that redistributes wealth toward this following principle. And that principle is that if productivity goes up 1% in the country, everybody's income, profits, and wages should, move along the same in the same direction. And if they did,
I don't disagree. Yeah.
And that's your public policy goal, really, okay?
And the thing is the thing that's lost in a lot of this is a lot of, we want to say to a lot of different extents that we're in this together, and many people don't believe that anymore. Part of the problem is that interwoven fiber that people felt in certain areas of the country, they don't feel that anymore.
No, they don't.
So a lot of people think their selfishness is justified. And in some cases it is, because they have been shit on for years.
Yeah, well, as scramble for crumbs, as every man, every man for himself. Hey, no one's going to,
I got to help myself. You're not going to help me.
Yeah, you're not going to do a thing for me.
Not a damn thing. And that's the prevailing feeling is, okay, well, you're not going to do a damn thing for me. I'm just going to not give a shit who I vote for.
And the right wing's theory, which has got all the money, says, well, that's the way it should be. I shouldn't have to do anything for you.
Yeah. Yeah. These poor people. Daddy, I see some poor people. Don't look at them, darling.
Yes, right.
Driver, could you increase the speed, please?
They're the damned.
the damned.
They apparently have done some things wrong in their life.
Yes, that's what happened, of course.
And Jesus doesn't love them.
No, Jesus, you know, they were
Jesus
warned.
Loves us, honey.
They were
Jesus
warned.
Because my daddy gave me $100 million.
They were warned, and they didn't follow daddy's advice. And so now they, you know.
You have been warned.
You've been warned.
Now you almost die.
Oh, man. I saw that in that great movie, The General's Daughter, where the colonel tells the CID, their inspector, whatever, says, "You've been warned." Okay. What do you call it? You know,
I keep thinking, and I know this is a stupid thought. I have those a lot. I keep thinking of the fight between Maximus Meridius Aurelius and the Emperor in Gladiator.
Yes.
And him saying, "Time for honoring myself, sire. We'll soon be at an end."
Yes. I know.
I just, we
love those scenes.
For some reason, it rings so true.
It does. I know. I would love to have the person that gets to read that to Trump, the time for honoring yourself.
And
sir,
I thought an underrated performance in that movie was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh yeah, he played a really gruesome emperor, didn't he? Yeah, yeah, he did.
He was
a bad dude. Yes, indeed. Oh man,
brilliant actor, man. Not the you know, didn't have the looks of blessed with the looks of his brother.
That was sad. That was sad.
Died,
his brother
died tragically very young.
Yeah,
that's just very much like Heath Ledger. Too. Same thing.
Yeah, I know. It was
another brilliant actor taken from us too soon.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, the acting thing is so. I mean, there's something about the disease. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. The disease that's reflected in the Weinstein history and the whole thing, right? The cover-ups, especially.
I'm here to tell you.
That's got to be infecting all.
Morgan Freeman here.
Morgan,
I'm here to tell you that my friend Andy Dufresne crawled through 500 yards of the most vile filth I could ever comprehend. This type of behavior has been involved in Hollywood since I started. Oh, those many years ago on the Electric Company.
Wow. Wow, Morgan, I haven't heard you on the show before. Thank you for coming and joining us, buddy. You know, you're one of my favorite actors.
There has been some influences that have been quite negative on your show. In fact, the name of your show needs to change, Mr. Case.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Moving forward, the name of your show should change. I'm going to go on a boat with my friend, Andy Dufresne, now. Good day.
Okay, right. Sorry about that. You don't like the show name, but that ain't going to change. So.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change.
Sorry.
I keep telling people.
Yeah.
I keep saying to them, it is not going to change.
No.
Hey, by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here at One More Booster Cafe at 7:30 a.m. almost. And your original Dusty Footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, is on the air on AtlanteRadio.org. Here is our little home on the interwebs. And his I don't know who this guy is, but he keeps bothering me. Mike something.
Mike Diesel, man. Hey, you want to know why, you know, revolutions, you know, tend to have violence associated with them?
I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me.
Because they're festivals of the oppressed. They're having a festival. Took out the landlord and hanged him. What the hell is on? What kind of festival is that?
That seems very festive. Look, there's a body hanging in town square. Oh, it's the richest guy in town.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And people are just going by and throwing rocks at it. It's
right. You know.
Apparently, they've reached the limit of their empathy and compassion. Very much like the other side.
Yes, that's exactly my point. You know, this happens. I mean, you're watching the whole thing fall apart like you took a big bite of moose turd pie, and you were thinking about complaining, but you thought about it again, and you said, it's good, though.
This is tasty, and I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, look.
Uh-oh.
Hey, all I'm saying, hey, stop the car, Tony. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen, he's a meathead sometimes, all right? I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, occasionally people aren't blessed with stuff between the ears is what I'm telling you, all right?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is...
I've never noticed
Eventually, all right? I got to say that. Eventually. Because my wife tells me I don't say it right. But, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm going to have to show up. And if I have to show up... I'm telling you right now, there ain't going to be no Mueller, nothing, okay? Because everybody involved is going to freaking disappear. That's what I'm telling you, right?
Okay, man.
Speaking of which, that's what I got to do right now. I got to disappear, all right?
All right,
all
man.
All right, Mr. Case, and you don't remember. Okay. You don't need to never know my name.
I don't know. The man with no name. The man with no name. Okay, buddy, I got you.
Thank you, everyone.
Wow, that's right at the end of the cafe, man. Too, he comes in and lets us all know.
I know.
He's on the job.
Tim and Dr. Lecter, they're working together somehow. I think
they are. I know. I think we need to, but I don't want to alert the authorities yet. Okay.
No.
More than necessary. I think we need.
I mean, this broadcast is probably enough. They can probably get clued in on where.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Right. Right. I mean, and I think Dr. Lecter and man with no name need to continue their.
I don't think we have to get that nervous until we hear the phrase charges are pending.
And then, yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting whether the whole thing falls apart then, or whether Trump just, like you say, decides to resign. But he won't resign without some kind of insurance policy. That's for sure.
Sure, yeah. There's going to be some inflammation.
Right, I know.
There's going to be some discomfort and inflammation.
This suppository that designed by Rush Limbaugh, Mr. President, is going to hurt a little bit, but.
don't look at it. Look over there. Now watch.
Well, I mean, here we are. We're in the land of fascism. We're probably going to, you know, knock from the police here pretty soon, telling us to shut up, you know. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
until it does.
Know about that, because from what I understand from your neck of the woods, they're really underserved right now.
Yeah, we don't have any cops actually in Bolivar. It'd have to be the sheriff would come and see us. He's a Democrat, thank God, you know. But by the way, let's think about whether we could figure out a way to do the county commission.
County commission.
I mean, I think we would be doing a public service by applying whatever amount of it takes to render these guys as absurd as they really are. Okay, so
please speak louder into my microphone, sir.
I mean, I know it's a little bit of a problem because their meetings go all day, okay, when they have them.
Right.
And so, you know, and neither of us can afford to do that, okay? But we could probably manage to get in, like, for the public comment area or get in there a couple hours. Because mainly, I think the base thing we could do is just do caricatures of these fools, okay, and make it as hard on them as possible.
That's probably a good idea, Mr.
Case. Anyway, well, let's think about that one. And by the way, if you want to, anytime you want to come over, you know, in the middle of the week here, especially, you know, and do some
recordings. That's what I'm working on, bud. I got a few other things I have to do first, and we will.
I need to get addresses for all those things you sent me to send things out to. I finally got all the podcasts up.
If you just do a Google search on.
I'll find them.
You'll find them very easily, whether they're dot.
I'm gonna send them basically the posts or one or more of the posts of so they could go straight to the website and see the link and the whole thing if they want to. Okay. All right. I'll include a little bit of our wacky text along with it in case they catch their little eye, something like that.
Sure,
okay.
Sure, that might catch their eye.
We'll see.
Listen, everybody. The rest of the day is going to be up from here because everybody here had a booster.
That's good, though. There you go. All right, buddy. Take care, man. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.